Blog Talk Radio.
In a site around the world dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, I'm on the cell phones. The electric is back on. I think my dog has something to do with it. I think my dog knows electricity better than the company. Anyway, but my landline is not operating yet, so I'll have to check that out, call the cable people. But in the meantime, I got the cell, and I got it plugged in, so we should be all right. I apologize. Last night, things simply died. You know, I couldn't charge it up. The electric was off and all that stuff. But tonight, I have it plugged in to electricity. So I hope that there's no more mishaps in this neck of the woods. All right, in the site, a continuation of what the show was last night, talking about what kind of demonstration we'd like to have with the disabled, and, you know, put the elderly folks in there too, because a lot of what affects us affects them. So that's what we're going to continue tonight, and hope we can get some phone calls. If you heard part of the program last night, one of the things that I mentioned was the people who are demonstrating, you know, demonstrators. I'm sure there's a lot of good people. But there was no purpose to it, no solution. You know, what sparked all that was the death of Mr. Floyd, of course, and the hatred idea that a lot of people have. So, a lot of anger, but not really any solution as to how to make things better or change the system, make it so that people are more in touch with other people. And if we had a demonstration by the disabled community, and by the way, we don't speak for all disabled people. Everybody's an individual. People have to stand up and speak for themselves. So we're just telling you what the inner sight idea is and the concept. It would definitely be a peaceful demonstration. We don't condone the violence. Well, that's the same idea that Martin Luther King had. So I would say that we, in that way, we follow the Dr. King and Dr. King's footsteps. And it would be with a purpose, with an idea to modify the system that is very difficult to deal with when you're disabled and elderly. And a lot of elderly people are trapped in the nursing home. And we saw that very recently. Even though their names were on programs, you know, they're waiting for housing or whatever it might be, that didn't make any difference because the people weren't gotten out of the nursing home. They were left there, and a lot of sick people were brought in, some of whom with the virus, some of whom with other things. So the people in the nursing homes certainly weren't protected. by the system. See, what good is a system of any kind if it doesn't protect you? A very important point. And people don't think that way. See? If the system protected everybody, a person wouldn't have to go into a nursing home. And we have an idea where the money could be a lot less to keep the person out. Simply utilize trained volunteers. You may have to modify some of the legislation, but hey, who cares? Most of it's no good anyway. So a demonstration, peaceful, with people talking, you know, disabled people, friends of the disabled, and ideas how to help all, not just the person who's disabled, not just the person who's elderly, but help the young people too. Because with our idea, taxes, make everything accessible, bring about enforcement of that, and you'll have more people going out looking for jobs, and more people will be able to get jobs. So that's got to be part of the demonstration. You know, each individual from inner sight and beyond, you know, other people too, would talk on a subject. And then we'd bring somebody else up. And, you know, people could voice their opinion. And I think one of the biggest things we ought to bring back is the telethon, but in a whole different light, the way they did it in the past. You know, they raised a lot of money on people feeling sorry for other people. But that money didn't get used in the right way. You still have the same situation today, maybe worse, because you have an American Disability Act that's not enforceable. That doesn't help. As a matter of fact, to many of us, it makes everything worse. All right, hopefully we'll get our engineer in here and try to get the phones working. Out of sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, phone number 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey. Good people over there. All right, around the world, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, and you reach him at 631-484-3085. It's a 631 area code. I'll give it to you again in a minute. Gary helps people who need dog food, cat food, medical, and if you have little critters, he has food for those too. 631-484-3805. I'm sorry, 631-484-3805. To get Gary on the nobody's called on Long Island. Around the world, in sight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch out for them, bless them, help them. We remember Corey Foster, Vontae Oquindo, little Ollie Campbell, who just passed. Little Tommy, sweet little boy who was abused, autistic. So we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, inner sight remembers the children. Hey, around the world, Kennedy Realty. My buddy Anthony Kennedy, good friend to inner sight, has kept this program alive more than once. See, Mr. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. You can dial him up at 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. All right. And around the world, some of our friends, we always mention Pura Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com. Com after all of them. All right. So if you were listening last night, we apologize. We got cut off because the electricity was off and I wasn't able to charge up the phone. So tonight we're still on the cell phone, but at least it's plugged in to the electricity, talking about how a demonstration would be very, very beneficial and peaceful on the part of the disabled. And, you know, it would be a great, great thing because it would show and set an example. You know, usually you just have these demonstrations where people have gotten arrested and all that. I mean, it's nice to show that they're brave and all that, but it doesn't accomplish anything, you know. And I believe it makes people look down on a lot of the disabled. You know, oh, you got arrested. How does that help change things, you know, for the better? And then you're leaving a lot of people out. You know, the average person who's putting out money for these different programs has to feel, you know, many people may feel, well, why should I pay attention to these people? They're just out there yelling and, you know, this idea is no good. Give me a better one. And that's exactly what Inner Sight is trying to do. We have an idea whereby the agencies can raise half the money and the government would put up the other half. That would save a lot of money, especially now with this ridiculous virus. Everybody having financial problems. Now would be a good time to bring this thing about. Because the government could save a lot of money. And the agencies could raise money and start helping us. You know, set up a whole program, debit card system, where the money would go right into the name of the disabled person for the specific need, whatever it is. You know, housing, service dog, medical, etc. So to get the idea is to get the average tax-paying person on our side. You know, they don't have to like us. They don't have to be friends with us. They don't want to. All they got to do is participate with us and understand that we're trying to help you too. See, the only way to me is very selfish. To go out and yell and scream and tell the governor or the president or whoever it is, put more money into this program. To me, it doesn't make sense. Because the next politician comes along, he's going to knock it down and say, hey, no, we're spending too much money on this. But if the agencies are raising half the money, and the disabled person can help them raise the money by volunteering, you know, you see the results of that. Then the people themselves can speak out, and the government can save, because they'll only have to put up half. But we always got to have the government there as a backup system. Don't forget. That's our safety. The government is supposed to provide for everyone. But you don't want them controlling your life, running your life. That's why you bring the agencies in for the blind and the disabled, and you put the money in the name of the disabled person. You can only use that money for the purpose to which it's intended. Similar to the what they do with the SNAP system. All right, I don't know where our co-host is. I don't hear a co-host. Anybody there? Hello, co-host. Are you there? All right. I don't know what it is. Last night, she was on the show. I couldn't hear her. And then I lost contact because the electricity was out. All right. Inner Sight Television. Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday. Channel 3 on the Spirit on that show. You can click it right on the internet.
Hi. I'm
well,
here.
There you are.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on.
All right, and let's see what else. Television, that's the television schedule. Tomorrow night is the Funnies over here. So we're going to knock them out tomorrow night. And that voice you just heard was the voice of doom. Supposed to be our co-host. I don't know where she went. All right.
Sorry.
Around the world, Inner Sight. Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Oh, I thought maybe
I think it's my phone.
What?
No, it was in my phone. It was my phone.
All right. So why don't we get to do the? I did most of the commercials. Do the Able News. We gotta get the Able News in.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Able is the
Able
newspaper
news.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. He has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a subscription that you could get on ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, about the service dog schools. Got to license those schools. And let's see, we have a nursing home petition. We have to modify that. Put some
yes, we do.
Some of our good ideas in there.
Oh yeah.
All right. Around the World Intersight, and I think I figured out why you said you were on last night. I think I know why I couldn't hear you.
Why?
Because of my phone. It was dying.
Oh.
That's probably what it was.
It couldn't all be mine, because I think the where the receiver end of the cell phone, I don't think it's working anymore. I got to see what I got to do with it.
I don't think it was yours. I hear you good now.
Yeah. You do? Well, I switched phones. Yeah, I switched
phones. All right.
Phones.
It's a better phone.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, to me, we had a demonstration.
Mm.
It would be the demonstration, the end-all demonstration.
Of course it would.
And I'll tell you why. Because the solution would be there, you see. The solution to the problem with the disabled is the money.
How do
you... I don't
you...
care. Whatever which way you turn it.
It is the money. But here's what I want to ask, okay? And I've been thinking about it real carefully because I'm really interested in doing one that has that one message, the money. Okay? And that's what's the most important message. We need the money to help us. And we're not getting the money that is set out aside for us. That's there. It's actually there. The money is there. But we're just not getting it. Anyhow, the thing that bothers me the most is thinking about the idea of, you know, the physical nature of it. You know, some people can't do this protest but want to participate. And that's, you know, a big issue in a sense, because they just don't have the wherewithal to be able to participate. Now, if you did it online, listen. If you did it on Skype, yeah, it would tie up the internet. Yeah, big deal. It's not as effective as seeing all these darn people right in your face. You know, that would be awesome. So what I was thinking, whomever cannot participate, you know, sort of have like a person stand-in for them. And this would also serve the purpose. Now, here's what I was thinking at least. It would serve the purpose of people understanding what's going on, because you would then say, okay, the person you're standing in for, okay, has this problem, that problem. And then the thing is at that point, you would say, you know, this is, you don't have the ability to, you know, do certain things. You know, how would you feel about it? And, you know, you would hope at that point, this person representing that person would really say, okay, I'm going to take up the cause and I'm going to really fight for these people. And that's what you got to do, in a sense, I think.
Well, they're really doing it for themselves, too, with our
that
ideas.
That, too. Yeah, right.
Because the taxes are ridiculous.
It is.
You know? And the money that's going out and goes to these agencies, and they don't do a damn thing.
No, they don't.
To help us.
They actually,
I mean,
they do, some agencies
do. 6 years
to
get a few pieces of equipment.
No,
how many
seven.
More people?
What are you talking six? I didn't get all of it yet, still, either.
You didn't get all of it, yeah. That's what I mean.
I didn't get all of it yet.
And how many more millions are in that same category? Yeah. That's only one example.
I know.
Yeah. So, we want to make friends, you know, or get support. They don't even have to be friends. Maybe they don't like us. Who cares?
Right.
We want your support because it's going to help you, not only
us.
Right. See the difference?
I agree. I totally agree. I think that's the primary thing.
There's the big mistake that demonstrations have made in the past.
Right.
You know? And you don't let the government off the hook. No.
No.
They have to be there, and then you might have to pass a law on this. They have to be there as a backup, a guaranteed backup.
Of course.
That if anything goes wrong, the agencies, for some reason, can't or won't raise the money, you know?
Yeah, or they refuse to.
Until that straightens out, the government must kick in.
That's right. I agree.
But even with that, look at all the money they'll save.
That's right.
You know? Because who wouldn't, what agency wouldn't want fundraising to increase, you know, and reasons to fundraise, and volunteer fundraisers who are disabled.
That's right.
I mean, what a perfect way to do it.
Right.
You can't beat that. Oh, look, I'm giving $20. Here's so-and-so up here. You know, they'll never have to go into a nursing home now because of this volunteer program.
That's right.
I gave $20.
You need to have, right, and that's important. You know why? Because if you don't have people, you know, representing and being there and helping, you're not going to get anything. You really aren't.
If I was a rich man tomorrow, that's the business I would go into.
Oh, creating
the,
that?
The Inner Sight program. I would set that business up in a heartbeat.
I know you would.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And anybody out there who wants to invest money and help people,
there's the idea. Right, help
Do
us.
It.
Why wouldn't you help an organization that means it from the heart? It's not like somebody, you know, it's not, you know, fool's play. This is something that is meant by the heart, should be, you know, taken very seriously, and should be funded. I got to say, I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, a person that's going to say, oh, our program is the best. Well, you know what? It's pretty damn good. You know, if you ask
it's
me.
It's better than what we have now.
Exactly.
You know, and anybody out there, if you don't want to be, have a business like that and run it, donate the money to us and we'll do it.
That's right.
You know?
Once you had the money, now I got to ask you this. Now, I know exactly what I would start doing immediately. No building, okay? That's my biggest pet peeve. Why can't people work from wherever they are? You know,
yeah.
I mean, a building would just, you know, further drain resources. So that would be the first thing. I would hire people with disabilities and without disabilities, because people working together like that. And then once in a while, I would rent a space, you know, of one of our sponsors, because they've stuck with us. And I would then hold a meeting for everybody to see each other, meet each other, and all that. But that's how I would
set
up a business.
You can hold a meeting.
What?
You can hold a meeting in any library.
Library. Well, it depends on how big the organization is. Sometimes they don't allow you. You know what I'm saying? If we get bigger, then,
Once a year, we could have a convention.
Yeah, or twice
What's
a year,
that?
Just to make sure, nothing, actually.
I'll get up and give a speech. Brother Raccoons. No, wait.
Oh, goodness.
Tomorrow
but,
night.
You know, that's what I foresee. I see this happening. I don't know why I really do in the near future, because it's needed so badly. You know, I cannot begin
well,
to tell people how
that,
badly.
Who was the one who made up that expression, from your mouth to God's ears?
Yeah.
I don't know who made that up.
I know, it's true.
That's all I got to say.
But it will. I think it will. I just feel like it will. You know?
We gotta work it right. We're trying to present it to President Trump.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna do what Senator Boyle recommended. I'm going to put it on the website.
Right.
You know? And see if I can get some response.
And you know, what? Which
can,
website now? The main website for the White House now?
Yeah, no, his campaign website. He's taking.
Okay.
He has consumer contacts. You put something up there, it's supposed to call you and and answer it. So,
oh, okay. Why not?
See what happened.
I would like to see both included in that, and then we'll know what they're really about. The two politicians, the two candidates. Well, the incumbent, I should say, and the candidate, you know? I want to see what they are both made of. I
want
to see if they'll do it. I'm sorry?
That's what he wants, votes.
We
want help.
That's right. You
know? We want to change the system.
But I think that both, yeah.
And save the money.
I think they should both be offered this deal, not deal, but information, and see if they'll take a bite. Whoever takes the bite wins my vote. Whoever doesn't take the bite doesn't win my vote.
Not only to say you think it's a good idea. No, no.
I
want
it
made public.
No, start doing
it. I want it made
public. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. We'll think about that. Or it's, a good idea, but we're going to have to wait until, I get into office. No, start doing it right then and there, right during your campaign, yes. It doesn't take a hard thing to do. You know, you just do it. Submit it to the
Declare it in a news conference that this is what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's perfect, but at least...
No, but at least you have it.
If they declare it in a news conference that, hey, this is a great idea.
Or even a commercial, he says, listen, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. At least you have that in some sort of
way. So put it in part of your
campaign. Right. Uh-huh.
Well, that's what we're trying to bring about. These people want to be president of the United States. You got all these millions and millions of people who can't
with
get help.
That's right.
The way the system is, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's damn ass horrible.
It sure is.
I was talking to some people today on the subway.
Mm.
You know, some of my fans, and I told them, I said, how can an agency raise $50,000 to $100,000, train a person with a guide dog, not give them the dog, and keep the money, and there's no law to have it investigated.
Yeah.
Well, that really hit home.
Yeah, of course there is no law.
You know, people don't like that.
No, they don't.
They don't like that. And I add to it, it's not that every blind person should have a dog. Some blind people shouldn't have a guide dog, but they should have rights.
They also should have the ability to appeal. They should not have the ability to have an appeal where they're just appealing to the school that
in a court of law, not appeal
them,
to the people who denied
them. Yeah, exactly.
That's an inquisition.
That sure is. When you told me
that,
Frank,
I
was like, you're kidding me.
Degrading and insulting.
Yeah, when you told me that, the weird thing is I could not even wrap my head around that because I hadn't been to a school when you originally told me that or hadn't been involved
with
their shenanigans.
Because they want to control the whole thing. What do you think they said that?
I know.
They control it that way.
Yes, they do. Every part of it, every bit of it.
Yeah. Anyway, InnerSight, 213-816-1650. Any callers out there?
Yes, we have Anthony on. Let me see if he wants to tune into the show. Hold on, let me just see. Sometimes He just wants to listen.
Anthony from Brooklyn. All right. Listening.
Let me see if he's wants to. He might want to talk. Hold on. I just have to get to the screen again. Ugh. Sorry.
Do we have Maureen on the line?
Not at the moment, but I know we have Anthony.
All right, we have Anthony. If he wants to comment on anything, you know.
Yeah, hang on, let me. I don't know why this just didn't. It just logged me out, Frank. You believe that? I'm like sitting here and I'm logging back into the show. They logged me out.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, my goodness.
The politicians should get behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all good stuff. There's
Anthony
no
wants
negative.
To speak when you get a chance.
There's no negatives in here.
That's right.
You know? The agencies can fundraise. They can make money on it. They don't have to pay to hire fundraisers. The person who wants to volunteer say, hey, I'll say a few words. I'll go on a news story. I'll tell them.
Yeah.
Raise the money for my housing or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to pay for that. You know, the government should love it, the politicians, because now they only have to put up half the money.
Right, right.
You know, the taxpayers gotta love this. Because the possibility there exists that these politicians can lower their taxes.
That's right.
Because now they don't have to put up all this damn money. You know, it's cut way down. So I don't see how you lose with this.
No,
the hardest part is getting it.
Yeah.
All right, so who we got?
We have Anthony.
Oh, all right, Anthony from Brooklyn. In a second.
Yeah. Yeah, hang on. I just had him a second ago. Here he is. Okay.
Here we go.
Anthony.
Live to the world.
Hey,
hi,
Anthony.
Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you? I have a lot on my mind tonight.
Uh-oh.
You know, I get so sick and tired of these people that work for these agencies that are, you know, coming in and they don't really care about people and they're really good at putting on a caring face and a good front and they talk a good game and they fill people's head and hearts with, you know, a bunch of empty dreams that will never be because they never had intentions on helping in the first place, but because they were young people perhaps that needed a job and, you know, it came up and it was there, and it was a nice office in a nice neighborhood, and they were young and they needed to work, so they got the job and worked there for a while and said that they would serve the needs of the disabled community. They're phony, they're fakes, they could care less, they're full of horse manure, they never will do anything, they never have done anything, and all they do is sit behind their desk in their nice offices with their Poland Spring water machines and their cups and their beautiful bay windows. And
don't forget
absolutely,
the donuts.
The donuts,
yeah, and
I
the
was
donuts,
just going to say.
And the coffee,
woo,
whether you prefer Folgers, Maxwell House, or Senka decaffeinated, they've got it all.
Everything's there.
You know,
no, Green Mountain usually.
Yeah, and then they've got these Christmas parties, and, you know, everybody gets together and ho, 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 Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, you know what? They never make us have a Merry Christmas
or a Happy New Year.
Or even a Happy Thanksgiving. Our Happy Thanksgiving would perhaps be, you know, getting a computer that we needed, getting a brailler that we needed, being able to go to school, getting a wheelchair that we need, getting a home health aide that we needed, getting a home health aide from an agency that we needed.
Getting my mom out of the darn nursing home and
getting
putting
your mom
into something,
out of the, getting your mom out of the coronavirus-infested nursing homes where we know that they neglect people and have people laying on their own feces and urine, soaked sheets for hours and hours. But we should celebrate them because they've done a good job. They're caring and loving people. How sweet and nice. How sweet it is. What do they want, an award? Should we all clap our hands for them? Do they want a trophy? Should we give them a big gold medal? I mean, is this going to be like the Special Olympics or the New York City Marathon? You know, how much more praise and appreciation and thank you for your service to the community and the world and the elderly do we have to give them? Do people really think that they really care about people and that they're doing a good job? No, they don't.
Well, they ought to thank us. We're paying them.
Right. We're paying them, and we pay them through the nose with every penny of money we got, and then we get nothing out of it, and then they downsize their agency, and they get smaller and smaller, and they have less staff, and, you know, because of that, they can't adequately or effectively serve us, and then they cut down on programs, and this big bloated program that, you know, never should have been in the first place because they never had intention to do anything for the disabled community, then becomes smaller and smaller until there's nothing left and one person works there until they leave, and then the program is just kind of there and pushed aside, and they don't really do anything, and all they do is fill your mind and heart.
To get rid of them.
Right. It is a way to get rid of them. And, Suzanne, this is why I say I hate to admit it, but this is why I say depend on the private organizations like the one I mentioned the other day with the weighted blankets, and depend on Flatlands Volunteer, FVAC.org, 6423 Avenue N, Brooklyn, New York, 11234. Send cash or donate to Throsneck Volunteer Ambulance. They're still having trouble, equipment and supplies. Donate to them. You know, deal with private organizations. Deal with people who care and are behind the desk and pound their feet and are there for a purpose, and they just don't have a
when
really.
When I was younger, I used to sit down, okay, and people used to ask me, why do you have more than one wheelchair? I said, do you really understand that? It's like, okay, if I had a broken leg, wouldn't you want to have it fixed? And while you're having it fixed, be able to walk, you know?
Right. You house these wheelchairs in your house or apartment, and you cling on to the hope that these government agencies that have filled our minds with a bunch of empty promises for years would do something about it, and then our poor wheelchairs get all dusty, and the seatbelt never gets fixed. And you need hardware, and it's disgusting, and the wheels are falling off, and what else could go wrong? And God forbid, if you sit back one more time, if that back just cracks one more time, well, that'll be it. And there'll be no chiropractor to fix it, because once it's done, it's done. And once it's finished, it's finished. And that's that. And that's why I said, go to sunrisemedical.org, .com, and order these things for yourself. Do it through the back door. Otherwise, things will never get done because Helen Keller will never do anything for anybody. They haven't. They only do things in limited circumstances for limited people to keep their agency afloat. And Helen Keller died many years ago, and she was a very kind-hearted, caring, compassionate woman who had well-meaning intentions, but she has no idea what's going on today, and if she did, she would turn over in her grave. Lots of people had dreams. We have desires, wants, and needs. But ours are needs that are a medical necessity that are not being met in the richest country in the world. And
that's
we have wheelchairs sitting in our houses like it's a third world country with you know, I think we should just go back to the wooden wheelchairs and, you know, maybe, you know, when
better.
You, like they did in the, yeah, like they did in the wartime, you know, for the soldiers because they didn't have wheelchairs back then. I think that we're going to start a new program in here as part of the InnerSight organization if anybody wants to start rebuilding wooden wheelchairs since we can't get simple things like screws and hardware. Please call us 631-224-3090 or email us at innersight.info.
Yeah,
we would
be
love
better.
To hear from you.
It probably would
yeah.
be.
If you want to donate a screw, if you want to donate a bolt, if you want to donate hardware, maybe you want to donate the metal piece that goes into the seatbelt too, because maybe that's going to be a big complication to get to because they're going to start charging us for that. Maybe they'll use, you know, maybe they'll use cheaper material too, and then everything will just get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper until we die because, you know, they've cut back on the home care and everything else too. And, you know, well, the nursing
home
has to stay
in. You can't die, it costs too much.
That's
yeah,
true.
You can't die.
You can't
even
get buried.
No, you can't get buried.
You're thrown in
how
potter.
Dare how yeah. How dare you want a dignified funeral? Well, you get SSI, you get supplemental security income. Well, it provides no security, and it's supplemental of what? You mean, is it those
something
food
bogus?
Is it those food boxes that Trump wanted to give everybody to replace the food stamps with because he was too cheap and wanted to cut back on a government social safety net? I'd rather get food from Helping Hand, but I forgot. She's a small organization, and she doesn't have a lot of money, and she maybe is not going to get a lot of money, and she doesn't have enough volunteers, and she couldn't get that much money anyway, even if she wanted to, and maybe the
she
government
would
put her out of business.
Yeah,
maybe the government would put her out of business because they would say, oh, you have too much money for a small organization. What are you going to do with it? Well, she's going to fill everybody's refrigerator with bottles of water and eggs and milk and powdered mashed potatoes because it's the best she can do. And it's all she can. But you want to know what, Frank? We should enjoy Helping Hands while it lasts, because if, God forbid, it ever closes, like that lady that brought me that meal that day, you know, the big ziti around Christmas time and the cookies and the food pantry meals because I had no money left to eat. Right. It would have been the only meal that I would have ever eaten, and if it wouldn't have been for them, I wouldn't have eaten around Christmas time.
Right.
And she came all the way to Brooklyn and was cheerful and polite and gave me a nice brown bag. And the only thing that I regretted, and I understand, you know, is that, you know, you have to donate by check, and she needs the money to continue the program. But she helped me out, you know, more than they normally would. She helped me out, I think, twice or three times more because I told her I was poor, P-O-O-R, poor.
Right.
Poor.
And people don't understand
say.
That. They really
and
don't,
people,
Anthony.
People
really don't
understand.
So you're getting a government, you know, check. How could you be poor? They don't get that.
People
art.
Don't understand that we are trapped in a never-ending cycle of poverty, and I can't understand how nobody could sit down and try to wrap their head around the fact that this little $775 a month isn't going to do anything for you. Can you pay a renter? Can you do anything? Or do you just have to live in public housing where, you know, the rainwater comes in, you know, your apartment and
room? Public housing, isn't that the subway?
No, even a subway,
that's the sewer. That's the sewer, but you can't call Roto-Rooter because we can't afford it. I mean, they'd be happy to fix it, but of course, you know, you have to call housing emergency and wait hours for them to come, and then you have to wait for housing emergency to come when the elevator's out, and then you have to wait for them to come to fix the faulty outlets, and the leaks and the mold and the mildew and the roaches and should I go on?
Oh, yeah, the roaches, they're fun.
We might as well go on YouTube and pull up some version of La Cucaracha.
Put the mold and the mildew on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. I have a good idea. I want somebody to mass ship a large shipment to every public housing apartment complex of mold killer and maybe some combats and maybe some mops and brooms.
I used to live near one. And my apartment was infested, and I was at NYU, and I was paying good money. And I was also getting, you know, not only roaches, I was getting ants, because I was on the first floor. It was coming through my air condition. And I was also getting lovely, lovely mice. And let me tell you, I felt like I had a zoo after a while of little critters. And I was like, this is crazy. I finally got stuff myself, and I put a bomb of I had to, because there was no other choice, and then I had to have somebody come and clean the apartment, because that smell was getting to me, you know, because it was just so nasty.
People have to have their apartments bombed, and you have to leave your apartment and turn off any electrical appliances, and you have to use foggers,
and
then you run the risk
permanent. You got to do it every once in a while.
And
I mean,
you
got to
kill. You got to kill La Cucaracha left and right. I mean, you might as well not even get a job, because your entire life is killing La Cucarachas.
I think we have another call.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you, Anthony.
Be well. Bye bye.
Cool.
All right, Anthony. Take care.
Thank you, Frank. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Take
anytime.
Bye bye.
We have Maureen on the line.
Yeah, hang on, let me check.
All right.
Hang on.
A tip.
No, Maureen, hang up.
All right. A tip, world. If you want to get rid of little creatures,
critters?
You know.
Yeah.
Get some tea tree oil. Put it around the house.
Oh, tea tree works good. Huh.
Yeah. And they won't bother you.
Guess what
I was
able to put on the board?
Yeah, put it all over.
No, I'm saying
Keep it away from your eyes. You know?
Oh, of course. Guess what I was able
oil.
For Friday Night Follies? I was able to put on A Horse Called Music on the board.
Get a what?
I was able to put on A Horse Called Music on our board.
Oh. Oh, well, we heard that.
No, I know. Oh. I was able to put it up.
All right, we'll have it tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly.
In a sight. And, when we have a demonstration, a lot of stuff is done online now anyway.
Mm.
So you don't have to have people physically dragged out. I mean, whoever can make it, fine. You know? But we would set up a lot of cool things, you know, Skype, testimonials, people and you know, a lot of people might not like what we're doing, but I'll tell you something. If this ever went through, I bet you they'd love it then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How could you not?
Right?
You know, run your own life. You know, do your own thing. And pay your own people. Yeah, the key.
Hell yeah. That's the keeper right there.
Yeah. You ever notice how all these programs stop short of that?
Oh, yeah. They don't want you to be on your own.
Oh, that stupid thing, the money... Follows the person.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't follow the person.
No, it doesn't.
It follows the program.
It follows everything but the person.
If it followed the person, it would be in your damn account for your housing.
True. Yeah.
Not follow it.
I
How come
agree.
It didn't follow the person into the nursing home?
That's right.
Such a stupid, misleading, asinine expression. You know, don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's what's happening with all these damn programs. They're insulting.
Oh yeah, they are.
You know, same thing with this stupid what is it? CDPAP.
Oh yeah.
You don't pay the people who work for you.
Yeah.
What the hell good is it? And you have to do the work to hire these people, is my understanding.
Yeah. Mhm.
And they don't even pay you for that.
No. Mm-mm.
But I bet you they're getting paid for it.
Oh well, yeah.
So you have to do their work. They get paid, and then the money doesn't even go into your name so you can pay your aid.
Yeah.
I don't want you paying my aid. It's my aid,
That's
not
right.
yours.
Right, but it's not only that. It's that they control absolutely every aspect once they're able to pay.
Yeah.
See, people don't
Damn
realize
right.
that's the case. You know,
Damn
that
right.
is the case. You know?
Yeah, right. You know? And because they control the money, they control your life.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So, here you have it, world. The demonstration that I would like to see is one to end all demonstrations. Because
In
the
what,
message would
okay.
be there.
The physical aspect of it, how would you want it to be done? I know exactly what I would want, but let me hear what you want.
Well, I would have people, first of all, anybody who's able to get there
would get there.
Welcome to come.
Right.
You know? But I would have people talking about different subjects.
Of course.
One
I would like
would
it more
cover.
Like sort of like a picnic, like something that's a warm environment that everybody could talk. You know what I'm saying? And not
yeah.
like where you have just, this is the way it should be, and that's the way it should be. No, it should be nothing like that. It should be where, you know, people could hear what is going on and people could actually know and donate. And if people can't come and they want somebody that represented them, they could have somebody that represented them. Like a spot. You know how you have, in a marathon, you have a sponsor for a program? You could do that. You know, you sponsor somebody
yeah.
to be part of this demonstration. You know, that
Hey, tomorrow night, we got to go. Tomorrow night, the funnies.
Yeah.
In a sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Phone number 631-224-3090. We'll be with you tomorrow night. A lot of goofy stuff, all right?
No, yeah. Always.
Including the disabled-friendly philosopher. And thank all for listening. Thank our callers. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and I hope to have my regular phone back tomorrow night.
Oh, I hope so, too. I hope everything's working. I'm
All
glad
right,
you have
inner sight around the world. Yeah. Stick with the dream. We're going to make it happen.
We are, I know.
Better believe it, man. You got to have a dream.
Yeah.
And this is our dream, to give everybody freedom, equality.
That's right.
And
That's
benefit
it.
Everyone from it. Everyone will benefit from this
That's
idea.
It.
Even those who are not yet disabled. Because when you become disabled, you won't have to deal with this horror system. Goodbye,
That's
world.
It.
Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.